Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. Sorrow, but not without hope. Our first parents had the promise of a Saviour, but still had to face consequences for their sin. Before the fall, Eve had the capacity to bear children without pain. After, God said, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception." The greatness of those pains is illustrative of the fear of the godless at God's intervention for his people. Psalm 48 verse 6. The greatness of those pains is illustrative of the grief that is caused by murder. Jeremiah 4 verse 31. It illustrates the howling of the impenitent at the judgment of God. Isaiah 13 verse 6 and 8. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 3. God's word to Adam shows that through his disobedience, the whole of nature was affected. Verse 17, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake." According to Romans 8 verse 21, it is in the bondage of corruption. One of the signs of a cursed nature was thorns, verse 18. Christ wore the thorns, signifying that he bore the curse of sin in our stead. This also guarantees a change in nature. Romans 8 verse 21 says, "Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." Adam was told that he would suffer as he exerted himself in his employment. Before the fall, his work was all pleasure. And he was told that he would die. Verse 19. Death comes upon every sinner, Romans 5 verse 12, and God is true to his word, "Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." But there is also a death that never dies. Jesus warned about this in Matthew 10 verse 28, the destruction of the impenitent, body and soul, in hell forever. But the dissolution of the body is not the end of the Christian's hope. He goes to be with Christ, which is far better, and he is promised a new body like Christ's glorious body. Philippians 3 verse 21. With this hope, Christians should comfort one another. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 18.